Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast, episode number 2. And as always, before we start the show, we want to thank some of our sponsors. Blading Now, do you have a washed out driveway or need a garage approach fixed with gravel? I have a guy for you. Jake Pinkston is your guy with Blading Now. He serves Independence County, Stone County, Izzard, Sharp, Cleburne, and Jackson County here in the great state of Arkansas. Give him a call today at 870-613-2922 and ask about your free estimate and tell him the announcer Mike sent you. Also, we want to thank Star One Racing for coming on board. Star One Racing in Searcy, Arkansas wants you to know they are now building cart lifts and stackers. Stop breaking your back lifting those carts and contact Patrick Kubishik at 501-236-1259. Also, we've got pictures of those lifts, and they will have some out this weekend at Black Rock for you to take a look at, maybe place an order. Pretty cool looking. So, maybe fix that. All right, on the show tonight. Yeah, you've got it working there, Justin. On the show tonight, we got Justin Brimer. Also, we'll have a tech type of segment, tech and maintenance, with Scott Parker. And first of all, I want to get a few things out of the way here. The 2024 track sponsors for the Bobby Humms Black Rock Speedway. We've got Anderson Auto Sales, Renee's Cafe, Sud's Car Wash, J&R Flying Service, Cowlick Salon, Black Rock Fire Department, Zach's Dirt Work, M&N Elite Excavating, Black Rock Entertainment Group, Star One Racing, Blading Now, and of course the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. Also, we've got sponsorship opportunities. Sponsor a pill draw chip. Get in contact with Tyler Combs about that. We will be sponsoring the 75 chip. Also, this weekend on Saturday night, you'll have micro wrestling at the Black Rock Gym at 8 o'clock, and then at the other gym, you'll have a concert with American Idol star Lauren Gray. Classes on hand will be the rookie class, 50 to win, the junior one, 75 to win, stock appearing cage, 100 to win, adult stock, 150, junior stock, 200, pro stock, 200, pro mod, 200, outlaw cage, 100, and yes, the yard carts. So if you got a young man at home, or maybe just yourself, and you got an old go-kart laying around, round them things up and bring them out this coming weekend and put a smile on a kid's face, or just put a smile on your face and have fun for a $25 entry fee. But let's get to our guest, Justin Brimer. What's up, man?
Hey, Mike. Not a whole lot, man. How's it going?
Going good. Going good. Well, are you ready for this weekend?
I hope so. I've done about all I can do with the cart. I got the trailer ready to go. Spoke to Alan, the guest you had last week, my cousin. He's going to help me out this week. So we're hoping that we're going to do good. All we're going to do is try to come out and put on a show. So that's all we can do.
Well, how long have you been doing go-karts? Well, I mean, racing in general, because you've got some big car experience, don't you?
Yes, I raced cars before I transferred over to go-karts. I've got one feature win at Batesville Motor Speedway and several top fives, and then several top fives at Harrisburg, and then a couple at Paragould as well.
Yeah, I thought I'd announced your name before in the front-wheel drive before at Batesville, but wasn't sure if
yes.
Maybe there was two of them or what, but so what made you switch from the car?
Baseball got rid of that, so I just had to switch to something else and had a guy hit me up and said wanting to trade for a go-kart and trailer and everything. And I was like, hey, sounds great to me, man. I was like, I'd love to get into it. So,
yeah. Well, how's it been so far with the transition? A lot better, a lot cheaper, or about the same?
It's actually a lot cheaper, a lot cheaper, a lot more fun. Because I get to spend more time with family, of course. But yeah, it's a lot more fun to me, a lot cheaper, of course. So I'm looking forward to this weekend. So I'm ready to get back in the cart.
What class do you run?
We're running factory stock this year. I was trying to get a Pro Mod built, but it just didn't work out. So we're just going to stick with the factory stock again this year and try to switch it up next year, hopefully.
Yeah, I get a lot of you guys mixed up with which class you're in because there's so many classes. So that's why I ask which one you're going to be in.
Yeah, I'll be in the factory shop this year.
So other than BlackRock, do you run any over at Jonesboro or anywhere else?
I haven't yet, just because I got the cart so late in the season last year. We just kind of stayed away from Jonesboro just so I could get a little seat time in the cart. But I do plan on making my debut at Jonesboro. The first weekend that they're racing, which is it the 28th, 18th, something like that?
I can pull it up right quick because I have the banner here for the first annual Icebreaker Jonesboro Kart Wave.
Yes.
Be April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Play days on the 18th from 6 to 9. Yeah, I think I'm going to go over there and check that out myself. Be my first time to go over there and watch. Well, what do you think of BlackRock so far?
Yeah, I got to speak to Tyler this past weekend at Batesville, and he's awesome. I mean, if y'all don't realize how much behind the scenes he does a lot, and I'm very grateful for Tyler and everything he does there at BlackRock.
Yeah, Tyler does a lot of stuff that people probably don't give him credit for, but that man's always out there doing something. You know, improving something out there.
Yes.
I definitely, if I didn't think the guy was a fair to any of the racers, I wouldn't still be out there, but he's one of the most fairest persons I've ever seen as far as the race industrial goes. So, you definitely as a driver have got to respect that because he does a really good job. So what do you think of BlackRock? I mean, is it like an elbows up style racing to you or? Did my mic go out? Am I there?
I think my internet's good, cutting in and out.
Okay.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, I was just wondering what your thoughts are on.
Man, I love BlackRock. Yeah, I love BlackRock track. It's amazing. It's a small track, but for what it is, man, it's awesome. I mean, it's a very smooth. I've never had a bad night at BlackRock. Every other racer that I've talked to at BlackRock's never had anything bad to say about BlackRock. I mean, they've all praised BlackRock so much about how smooth it is, how much Tyler works. And I mean, just everything's smooth there. Nobody gets into it. Everybody helps everybody. I mean, that's just what racing is.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a few nights where it gets a little rough out there with, you know, as far as the drivers go, but for the most part, it's been pretty clean racing. But if you see some of the work that he's done just over the last weekend that they've done out there is pretty amazing. The track really looks smooth, looks really tuned up, sharpened up. I think he said there was just a little bit of banking that got added to it because they pushed it from the bottom back up. So I'm excited. I'm ready. Right. I'm ready to get out there right now. Well, man, you got any sponsors you want to thank?
I was injured when I got Batesville. I've got my main sponsor, Choice Realty, here out of Batesville, Arkansas. I've got another sponsor that they're trying to jump on board. They just hadn't really pulled the trigger on it yet. So it's my work. So Cummins Chip Sealing, I'm hoping that they're going to jump on board. And if they do, they'd be great. I'm going to put them on the side of my trailer so you'll see them everywhere we go. So, but those are my two main sponsors that I've got right now. And then I just kind of do everything else on my own.
Well, good luck to you this weekend and appreciate you coming on. I don't want to hold you up too much longer. I know all you guys are getting ready to go and we'll be seeing you out there Friday night, man.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to be there.
All right. Well, that was Justin Brummer. That is right. Justin Brummer.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right. I try not to spell y'all's or pronounce your names wrong, so I'm working on that.
Oh, you're good.
But, I appreciate it. Good luck to you this weekend. Thank you for coming on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Before we get on Scott here, as I was showing the flyer earlier, first annual icebreaker at Jonesboro Kart Complex. For anyone interested in that, April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Play days on the 18th from 6 to 9. And be sure to go support that as well, as they're under new ownership with Chanley Petterman. I hope I'm saying that. I announced his name many times at Batesville Speedway, and I probably still didn't get it right, and I'm sorry. All right. Well, be sure to get your tech questions in, because we're bringing on Scott Parker for a little tech talk and maintenance. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. Doing good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you great.
The Wi-Fi signal is a little weak out in my shop.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I was worried a while ago. My mic quit working. Everything just quit all of a sudden. So that's what we was having a little technical difficulty. So I'm hoping it'll last until this show's over with, at least.
Yeah. Hey, y'all talking about Tyler being fair. Ask Tyler why he's going to double charge me. Last night, he said he's going to double charge us.
I seen that. Because he's coming from Mississippi.
Right.
Well, man, you've got some pointers for drivers out there, and you called me the other day and was telling me about it. You want to go in depth on that, about the oil can?
What the idea was that me and you talked about, I know when me and my son started racing 6 years ago, I was lost. I've been out of kart racing for 25, 30 years, but I was lost. We had problems. And I had guys, some of the viewers might know them, but I had guys around the Memphis area. You know, we live about 25 minutes south of Memphis, but guys like Jay Adams, Travis and Jay Sanders, Joe Leister, I used to call Roger Witt. You know, there's probably a few more I'm forgetting, but man, all of them guys were real helpful. They helped me out, gave me good information. And, you know, sometimes if you're looking around at the track, you'll see a new family or a new man and his son, you know, brand new, just bought a used car, might be struggling a little bit. I just figured, you know, and I'm by no means an expert and I'm not a mechanic, but I try really hard at my shop. I do a lot of maintenance, which we all do. But I just thought it'd be a good idea every now and then if somebody like myself or another driver come on board on your show and just give, you know, a maintenance tip here and there. You know, something that might help a family not struggle one weekend. Let them have a little bit of a better time and, you know, come back to the track.
Absolutely. And I thought it was a great idea when you brought it to me. And I said, sure, let's try it. Let's see how it goes. Now I may have botched it a little bit last week, but, and speaking of questions, Daniel asked the question, what the difference was, between the factory stock and pro stock. I think it's what you asked, Daniel. And, here is what Scott sent me, and I'll just read the message here. There are a few differences which make the pro stock have quite a bit more power. A good running factory stock puts out about 11.5 horsepower on a dyno, where a good running pro stock puts out about 16.5 to 18 horsepower on the dyno. That's just numbers I've seen before. Factory stock class, you have to run a stock connecting rod, a weenie pipe, a drum clutch only, stock valve cover, pull start only option, stock ignition, stock carb, pro stock engine. You can run all aftermarket connecting rods, aftermarket exhaust pipe, aftermarket valve cover, and aftermarket ignition. Starter, any type, clutch, any. So there is your answer from last week, Daniel. Appreciate you tuning back in here tonight. And if anybody's out there right now, would be the time to ask Scott any of your questions.
Well, like I said, I don't know much about it, but if somebody's got a question, I know four or five guys that I can usually get an answer.
Now, you said y'all had some issues last year during the 4th of July special.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. One thing that I was going to show y'all, give me a second. I'm going to adjust my camera and show you some stuff on my cart. Give me one second.
All right, Greg. Well, we're looking forward to getting with you this weekend.
All right. This is something that's super basic, but it caused us to have some problems, the 4th of July race at Black Rock. And like I said, I might bring up some things that a veteran driver's like, man, that's just common sense. Everybody should know that. I feel like there's some things out there that people sometimes forget, some people overlook, and it can cause issues. So here's one that we had. Can you see? Making sure everything's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see.
My finger's pointing. This is where I've got my catch can or my oil blow-by canister. I've got mine located behind our motor, in which, you know, somebody new watching, of course, you've got the one hose coming from the back of the fuel pump going into the top of the valve cover, and then you've got this hose that comes out of the side of the valve cover into the catch can. And basically the purpose of this, it's ventilating, pulsating pressure out of the motor. Well, where we had issues is I forgot to clean this catch can. You know, it gets oil and dirt in there. Well, my son, he just said, Dad, my cart won't take off. It just has no speed. And I struggled all weekend. I could not figure out what was going on. And then the very next weekend, we raced Jonesboro, same problem. He's like, Dad, it just won't go. Well, I got to really looking, and there was oil coming out of the top of my fuel pump. If you see right here, this little white circle, there was oil coming out of it. So basically, my catch can was stopped up. It wasn't letting the motor ventilate, and the oil was going back into the fuel pump. And, you know, that pretty much cost us to run good at two different races. I know that's something simple, but if you're running a catch can and you haven't cleaned one in a while, you might want to make sure it's ventilating. Something super simple, but it cost us.
Well, I think back in the day we used to run like an old Coke bottle. We just had that hose running out to it, and it was, you know, strapped somewhere to the rail somewhere. That was back in the day.
I was told that there's just some tracks that require a certain kind of catch can. When I ran in the mid-90s, we'd take a little Gatorade bottle and use it. But I went and put one like this on. I don't think it's in the rules. But like I said, some tracks we've run it before, they require it. That's something super simple. And something else I was going to show, you know, in factory stock, like your driver you spoke to a few minutes ago, you know, we have to run a drum clutch versus a disc clutch. And I've got one over here over on my workbench that I can show what I do weekly. Let me walk over here. Now, can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I run a Stinger clutch. I buy mine from Jay Sanders at Concord Carts and Parts out of Hayti. But, about 5 years ago, we were at Jonesboro one night, and I noticed, you guys need to check Jonesboro out. Man, I call it the Talladega of Mars racing in this area. You know, the speed's amazing. I mean, it's a fast track, and if you got something a little off, you can really notice it at Jonesboro. Well, I noticed my son started out one night running really good, and I noticed he just kept getting slower and slower. Well,
when he come off the track feature time, I put my cart on the stand and I'm checking everything. And I noticed my back axle wouldn't spin real free. It's like it wouldn't want to spin at all. Well, Jay Adams, a buddy of mine from around here, I happened to see him. I'm like, Jay, look this over. I said, I can't figure out what it is. And within a second, he said, man, I think it's your clutch. When's the last time you cleaned it? I said, I didn't know I was supposed to clean it. We've been running for a couple of months. I did no maintenance to it. Well, took it home, took it apart. He gave me some tips how to clean it, put it back on. It rode freely. But one thing that you got to do is, I'll show you right here. In the drum, if you can see my finger, man, these things get so hot and they work hard, you know, because they're spinning so fast. But they get all the dirt and grease. And even if you know, your chain lube, somehow it's going to make its way into the clutch. Well, I had a lot of buildup down here where I'm pointing on my finger. I had an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch buildup of just grease and grime and dirt. I hadn't cleaned it, didn't know no better. It wouldn't roll freely. So what I do each week, it takes about 5 minutes. I take this apart. It's just held by this snap ring, but clean this with brake cleaner, this needle bearing, put some high temp grease. You can get it at most parts stores for about $5, $6, $7 a can. High temp grease. Don't put much, just put a little, I've learned, because it will make its way into the drum. But you got to keep these clean. And then this also this needle bearing that rides right there, you want to keep this clean. You know, you got people, I was guilty of it. You run for a month or two and you don't ever do clutch maintenance, man. These bearings, they get dry. And another thing I did is I spray the springs, the shoes, everything heavily with brake cleaner. And then I get some sandpaper and I lightly run sandpaper in here. Not too long, but just for a minute, just get some swirls and scratches so those shoes will grab real hard. And then I take the housing that's got the shoes after I clean them up, and believe me, they'll have grease on them, but after I clean it and it dries, I take sandpaper and I sand it this way. And I tell you, some guys might be watching and be like, oh, you don't have to do all that. I haven't had an issue since. You know, you want a clean clutch that spins freely. But anyways, that's two things years ago that caused me some issues. And I just figured I'd share that because, you know, there might be somebody watching that honestly hasn't cleaned their clutch last 4, 5, 6 races, you know.
You know, it's funny. You're sitting there talking about that. And I know viewers are seeing me kind of grinning, but I can remember back in the day when I was racing, we never did that. My clutch would be so rusted up looking and grimy. And man, it brought me back down memory lane right there.
Well, and, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
And you know, like I said, it's something simple. And a veteran driver might be like, well, yeah, we all know that, but some people, including myself, you forget to check things, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's somebody out there that's bought a used cart that they're not real sure last time the clutch has been cleaned or ran one for a month or two, take it off, spend 5 or 10 minutes, clean it up with some brake cleaner, do a little sanding on those shoes and that drum and clean those bearings, man. It'll roll so much freer.
And I can say this because I still remember it. I mean, y'all are still running methanol, right?
No, sir. Factory stock. And most of your motors, I think. No, we're running 87 pump gas. Now, years ago, we ran methanol. But no, we're running 87.
Yeah, that's what I had. And it would eat the diaphragms out of the carburetors. I mean, it would leave little bitty pinholes, and it would cause me the world of trouble all the time.
You know, if there's somebody watching, they might have been racing longer than us. have way more knowledge than me. I'm by no means an expert. I'm just one of them. I'm not afraid to ask questions when I'm at the track. If I see a certain guy, hey, contact Mike. Get on here and show us a maintenance tip. You know, I know people don't want to give specifics, you know, like on right. things because this is a competition, but
right.
if more carts are running better, people have less problems. We put on a better show and everybody's happier. That's the way I look at it.
And another thing, I think a lot of the new people that get in here, and for me and my dad, we change the oil after every race, it seemed like. Is that still kind of the big thing, is to change it after every night?
Well,
a race weekend?
A lot of people that I talk to, I've got some people that change it every race, which is myself. And then I've got a lot of friends, they change it every two races. Because, you know, you're not, you know, when you run a motor with methanol, you about got to change it every race because that methanol makes its way into the crankcase. But,
right.
you know, pump gas. But I'm on, you know, I had some temperature problems last year for about a month. Most nights our engine was running around 500 degrees. It took a while to figure that out. And, you know, when one gets that hot, I'm pretty much going to change mine every race.
Right. Well, is any other little pointers you want to give out before we?
Well, I figure in a couple of weeks, I've got a couple more, you know, like I said, if somebody else that's got some good ones, hey, come on board and share them with us. But in a couple of weeks, if you don't have nobody, I've got a few more.
Yeah. And we was going to do this, what, twice a month or something like that's what we talked yeah, on figured, or once a month.
Yeah. I figure twice a month and, you know, maybe somebody will reach out to you. Hey, y'all discuss this or something, you know, but
yeah,
we can do it about twice a month.
And you could get with us at the racetrack as well. And I'll write it down on a piece of paper and we'll bring it back to the next show. So don't be afraid to walk up and say, hey, can you ask Scott this or somebody this? I'll make sure we get it on the show. So that way we can help you. That, I mean, this is what this is about, helping each other out, help promote and getting driver recognition yeah, and stuff. So.
I'm not a mechanic. I'm just a dad that loves racing. My son loves it. And I just don't mind helping new people. You know, I want to see it grow, you know.
Right.
That's the whole point of this.
Well, we'll be seeing you Friday night, won't we?
Oh, yeah. I'm checking my son out of school, his last class Friday, because it takes us a little over 2.5 hours. But we will be there Friday and Saturday.
Well, all right, man. Well, y'all have safe travels, and we'll see you on Friday night. And thanks for coming on there, Scott.
All right, Mike. Good talking to you. Thank you.
You bet, buddy. All right. That's Scott Parker. Again, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're going to race at 7 p.m. on Friday night and then 1 o'clock Saturday morning for the Solar Eclipse Festival. Entry fee is $25 for all classes except the yard cart, and that's $20. Pit passes are $5 per person. And you know what the best part about the whole thing is? General admission is free. Free. So make sure you come out and support it. And if you happen to sit on the hillside, you can tune to 92.1 and hear me blab on the microphone. But again, we want to thank our sponsors this year. Anderson Auto Sales, Renee's Cafe, Sud's Car Wash, J&R Flying Service, Calix Salon, the Black Rock Fire and Police Department, Zach's Dirt Work, M&N Elite Excavating, the Black Rock Entertainment Group, Star One Racing, and Blading Now for their contributions this year. Also, I did tell y'all before that there is a loyalty program for viewers. And I'm about to share that with y'all because I haven't been able to update none of that stuff on here or on the Facebook page. So we will share that screen now so y'all can see your rewards. Hopefully y'all can see that. Let me make sure. Okay. Let me take myself and put just that up. So for the announcer mic only, it's right here on the left screen. These are all the points. You can kind of check that. That's based off of last week. And if you want to know how this works, like the stream is worth 2 points. Share the stream's 5 points. Comments such as agree or disagree with on-air personalities, which normally on Tuesday nights, we have the Evo Motorsports Racing podcast. It's the NASCAR one, in which, by the way, we have a little bit of news coming to that. We're about to step that show up big time, so stay tuned for that. Ask a question, whether we respond or not. If I see you ask a question in the chat, just like with talking with Scott there, that's where some points. We'll have some trivia from time to time on here. But once you reach 750 points, he or she gets a random draw between $25 and $50 with a gift card from your choice or NASCAR.com store. So that's how all that works. You kind of see where I've had some points that I was adding up right over there. But see your name, that tells you how many points. It's not impossible to get them, which there's our Evo Motorsports. Daniel's leading the way. As you can tell, he's always tuned in, joined in. So let's see. Really appreciate letting me come on this week. Can't wait to see everyone Friday and Saturday. You bet, Justin. Glad you enjoyed it. Look forward to catching up. So that's about all I got tonight. Of course, Batesville's racing this weekend as well. They're adding money to the modifieds this week. Didn't read a whole lot into it, but look like Jeff Taylor swept the weekend in the modifieds. Let's see. Jason Wilkie swept the weekend in Sport Mods. Trevor Ford swept the weekend in the Arkansas Factory Stocks. And TJ Herndon swept the weekend in the IMCA Stock Cars. But I think all classes are going to be back on hand this week at Batesville with the hobby stock and the youth division, I believe is what they said. And it looks like Quincy Brooks is going to be the new announcer out there. So good luck to him. And, hey, it's just business. I think there was a miscommunication in there. But, hey, I'm not mad. I enjoyed it. I went out there this weekend and had fun just sitting out watching. I actually enjoy doing go-karts more than I think I did the big cars anyways. Everything happens a little bit more quicker in go-karts, so it makes me talk a little faster. And I don't know, maybe I was a little bit behind on stuff when it came to the big cars because everything was happening a little slower. But I don't know. Had fun doing it. Also coming up is at Riverside. I want to get that out there because I've got some people that asked me about stuff at the racetrack. I believe the High Limits series is going to be April 9th, I believe, over at Riverside. And then April the 12th, they'll be at 67 Speedway in Texarkana, along with the Mod Lights of Arkansas. Those guys are going to be the support class down there. And that's about all I've got, folks. Everybody's starting to get woken up, getting ready to go. I believe Harrisburg's already started over at old number one. Won't be long. Crowley's Ridge will be up. Greg Drury. Hope to get the broom back out this weekend. Well, maybe so. Hopefully you'll get to sweep the front straightaway again like you did last year. I think I just seen Tyler ask something. Senior cage carts need a head count for Friday night. Let them know if you're coming. So Tyler just posted that, I believe, on the Bobby Hums Memorial BlackRock Arkansas Facebook page. Also, I figured out why I can't post any context on my Facebook page. there was a dispute claim on the NASCAR podcast show. I won the dispute, but it's still saying that I've had some copyright infringements. I don't know. I don't know how long I'm going to be on it. It's mostly probation, probably a month, and then I'll get the text, put context back on it. But next week we'll be back, and hopefully we'll have a few more guests. Feel free to just holler at me, come on the show. Now, once we get into our big breaks during our kart season, I will probably start looking at discussing other racetracks, you know, upcoming events, talking to drivers from other tracks in big cars, go-karts, whatever it may be, just to keep the show moving. That's all I got. Hope to see everybody out there Friday and Saturday night. Come hit me up, say hi, take a picture, shake a hand, whatever it might be. Y'all have a safe trip coming up, and we'll see y'all then. Till next week, we'll see y'all.